Look at the little book of Ruth, Ruth chapter 2. Book of Ruth in chapter 2. Ruth chapter 2, verse 11. Boaz answered and said unto her, "It has fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and are come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore." Now chapter 1. The book of Ruth chapter 1, verse 8. And Naomi said unto her two daughter-in-law, "Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me." Now chapter 2 again, verse 7. And she said, "I pray thee, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves." So she came, and hath continued, even from morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Now chapter 3, verse 11. "And thou, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest. For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman." Now chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 15. "And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him." The Lord has promised to bless you as the reading from his precious word. We should never judge a book as to its size, but we should judge a book as to its substance. The little book of Ruth is small as to its size, but it's very large and rich as to its substance. You know, there's more verses in Psalm 119 than there is in the whole book of Ruth. And what I'm going to do, by the help of God, this afternoon, we're going to speak about commendable features in this young woman called Ruth. Now, Ruth is a woman that says very little about herself in the book of Ruth. You mark my words. What she says about herself does not exalt herself. For example, in chapter 2, she says, "I'm a stranger. Why have I found grace in thy sight? Why didst thou take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" So she talks about herself being a stranger in chapter 2. She talks about herself being a slave in chapter 3. Listen to what she says in chapter 3. She says, "I am Ruth, thine handmaid. I am Ruth, a female slave." So she's a stranger, chapter 2. She's a slave, chapter 3. She does not say much that exalts herself. I was at a Bible reading many years ago, And Mr. Paisley was there that day. The man that opened the Bible reading was J.B. Hewitt, known perhaps to some today in the meeting. And J.B. Hewitt said this: "When I started ministering the Word of God, my mother took me aside. And she said to her son, 'When you minister the Word of God, keep four things before you.'" Now, what was the four things? Exalt Christ. Expound the Scriptures. Encourage the saints. And exclude yourself. Mr. Paisley turned to Mr. Hewitt and said something like this: "You must have had a good, godly mother." We've read five things about Ruth, and take me a week to go through the five things, and I've 20 minutes. Five things about Ruth we've read this afternoon. First of all, Boaz talks about her faith. And we're going to speak about faith in a little while. Then Naomi talks about her kindness. So we're going to speak about kindness. And then the servant set over the reapers talks about her consistency. So we're going to speak about consistency. And then Boaz speaks about her virtue. And then the women of the city talk about her love. So four things, five things commendable about this woman called Ruth. Now here's something to think about. Ruth wore five garments that every Christian ought to wear. I'll give you the five garments. I'll show you the five garments in the New Testament. And then we'll get on with the subject before us. What was the five garments that Ruth wore? She wore the breastplate of faith. She wore the girdle of humility. She wore a robe of righteousness. She wore a garment of holiness. And she wore a great overcoat of love. Did you find those five garments in the New Testament? Listen to 1 Thessalonians 5. "Ye that are of the day, be sober. Put on the breastplate of faith and love." So there's the breastplate of faith. Where's the girdle of humility? You remember 1 Peter chapter 5? "Be clothed with humility." The Revised says, "Be girt with humility." There's the girdle of humility. Where's the robe of righteousness? "The righteous Lord loveth righteousness." We've to be righteous even as he is righteous. 1 Timothy 6 says this: "Follow after righteousness." Where's the garment of holiness? You remember 1 Peter chapter 1? like as he which is called you is holy. We've to be holy in every department of our life. Where's the great overcoat of love? Colossians 3 says this, above all things put on love, which is the bond of perfection. So here's a woman that has a breastplate of faith, has a girdle of humility, has a robe of righteousness, has a garment of holiness, and has on the great overcoat of love. Now let's think of the first thing that marked this woman according to Boaz. But let me say this. Notice the first two chapters of the book of Ruth. Notice the last two chapters of the book of Ruth. The first two chapters of the book of Ruth, I discover this. It's what Ruth did for others. The last two chapters of the book of Ruth, it's what others are prepared to do for Ruth. Go through the book and you'll discover four things marks this one young woman called Ruth. Let me give you the four things very quickly. In chapter 1, it's determination. I have a translation I use mostly every day. It's called God's Word. That verse you read in chapter 1, the King James Version puts it like this. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded, she left off speaking unto her. God's Word puts it like this. When she saw that she was determined, she left off speaking unto her. And in chapter 1, she's marked by determination. Chapter 2, she's marked by diligence. She's got willing hands. She's got working hands. Three things marked Ruth in Ruth chapter 2. She gleaned. And she gathered, and she gave. So it's determination, chapter 1. It's diligence, chapter 2. It's dedication, chapter 3. Listen to what she says in chapter 3. I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Thou canst have all thou wilt of me. It's dedication in chapter 3. And of course it's devotion in chapter 4. Thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than 7 sons, she hath borne him. Let me ask you a question. Don't answer it now, but answer it at the interval. How could a daughter-in-law be better to a mother-in-law than 7 sons? Ponder the question. So remember it's determination, chapter 1. Diligence, chapter 2. Dedication, chapter 3. And devotion, chapter 4. Now let's come to the first thing that's said about her that we read this afternoon. It has fully been showed me. All that thou hast done to thy mother-in-law, and how thou hast left thy father, thy mother, the land of thine activity, and you've come unto a people that thou knewest not heretofore. And it's the faith that marks this young woman called Ruth. Was it D.L. Moody that once said this? There's three types of faith. D.L. Moody said there's struggling faith, and there's clinging faith, and there's restful faith. Moody put it like this. Struggling faith, it's like a man in the water. And he's not a strong swimmer. And he's making for the shore. And he's struggling for his life. Struggling faith. Then Moody said, there is clinging faith. The ship has been wrecked, and a man clings to a piece of the wreckage, and he's clinging to that wreckage, and he's making for the shore. That's clinging faith. But then Moody said there is restful faith. And he put it like this. It's like the man in the ship. And that man is able to give help to others in need. I ask you today, dear child of God, have you struggling faith? Have you clinging faith? Or have you restful faith? If I read my Bible correctly, I discover this. What's the Christian life? The Christian life is faith to begin with. And the Christian life is faith to go on with. And the Christian life is faith to end with. And I could prove that today from the Bible. Is the Christian life faith to begin with? You remember Ephesians 2 verse 8, is it? Or that verse in the Romans? Being justified freely by his blood, being justified freely by his faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian life is faith to begin with. I read about the prayer of faith. I read about walking by faith. I notice Abel worship by faith. Enoch walked by faith. And Noah worked by faith. And I come to the epistle to the Hebrews chapter 11 and I read a verse like this. These all died in faith. The Christian life is faith to begin with. The Christian life is faith to go on with. And the Christian life is faith to end with. And here's a young woman and she's bought by faith. Then secondly, very quickly, she's a young woman that's marked by kindness. You know, there's one woman in the Bible, and she's called a great woman. Now, don't you go away from this conference and say, we were told there's only one great woman in the Bible. That's not true. Behind every great man, there is a great woman. But you know, there's one woman in the Bible, and she's called a great woman. You remember in 2 Kings chapter 5? You've a great man. You remember in 2 Kings chapter 4? You've a great woman. What's the difference? The man's great in his own sight. The man's great in the eyes of men. But you know, I believe that woman, the Shunammite, she's great in the eyes of God. What makes her a great woman? And with this, I'll finish. What makes her a great woman? First thing I noticed this. She was a woman that was marked by discernment. Ever notice sometimes women have more discernment than men? Listen to what I read about the great woman. Now I perceive that this is a holy man of God that passeth by us continually. She was a great woman because of her discernment. Secondly, she was a great woman because she had an exercise. And remember, she brought that husband into the exercise with her. Listen to what we read. Let us make a little chamber. When he cometh hither unto us. She was a great woman because she brought her husband into an exercise with her. Thirdly, you know, she was a great woman because of her contentment. You remember what they said to her? Will we speak to you, to the king? Or to the captain of the host? Ah, listen to her words. I dwell amongst mine own people. Have it then fourthly, you know, she was a great woman because of her care, because of her kindness. Listen to what I read. Thou hast been careful for us with all this care. Do I need to emphasize today kindness? There are things that God designs. There are things that God demands. There are things that God delights in. But you know, there are things that God desires. Listen to what the Bible says. I desire kindness and not sacrifice, a knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. So here's a woman. She's marked by faith Godward. She's marked by kindness manward. She's marked by consistency virtue selfward. And she's marked by love saintward. And I believe this young woman is an example to you and I as we consider the delightful book, The Little Book